Viter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi. Picking the ball and pay testimony based by the bottom of the page, six lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbana, Navi Shidech Beskila. If you have a Navi, a prophet that gets people to do over the Zara, he gets Skila. Hashem Benishim, it's Navi, Beshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lava Zerucham, they say, go serve Hashem, you know, for the Zara, he gets Skila. Beshem and Omer, Beshem and says, nope, it's not Skila, Bechanek. Madiche Yerni Dachas Beskila. Now, you have people that are just those that get people to get involved with doing over the Zara, but to get a whole city to get to do it, and Yerni Dachas, they get Skila. And Rabbi Shimon argues as well, and he says, Shimon Omer Bechanek. Now, let's see this machlokas. Two of them. Number one, Davi Shidech Beskila. My time in the Rabbanah was who's in the Rabbanah to get Skila. Asya Hadacha, Hadacha Mimesis. He learns Xer Shava, Hadacha, Hadacha from a Mesis. Rashi says, Ksivacha ki Dvar Sara la Dichacha, or Ksiv a Mesis ki Bikesh la Dichacha. And Malahol Meskila, just look over there. It's Skila, Afkar Meskila. Here too, it's going to be Skila. Rabbi Shimon, what does he say? He says, Misa Ksiva Bay. It says, Death by it. V'chom Misa Burba Torah, Svistam. And all the chenek is chenek. Second malchukas, medichay or nidachas beskila. My time in the rabbanon. What's the reason we're rabbanon? Tanakama. Kamei adacha adacha. O mimei misis o minavei etsheidiach. He learns adacha adacha from either one of those two. Comes at the skila of Rabbi Shimon. He says, gamei adacha adacha minavi. He learns it out from the navi, which he says that is going to be chenek. So here too as well. I, v'legdo mimesis. Shouldn't Rabbi Shimon learn exer shava from the mesis, from the person who instigates people to do it? And therefore, it would be skila. Done a mesis rab and we mesis rab and we done a mesis rab and mesis yachid. He says that we learn how to exer shava between a mesis of the masses and other masses. In other words, irni dachas and a navi to everyone, and we learn it out from that of the masses to an individual, right? To one individual doing it. Says the Gemara, adaraba, just the opposite. Danyan hedyot mi hedyot. We should learn out a hedyot, a regular person. From a hedyot, vein don a hedyot mi navi, and don't learn hedyot from a navi. Rabbi Shimon says back, ain in lecha hedyot gadol mizeh. There's no hedyot more than this. This person over here, who even though they may have been so to speak a navi at some point, clear they're not anymore. They're causing other people to behave like that. Amar Rav Chista says, beep, turn the page. Sadi ben Aleph. Machlokes bokar guf tavodas chachamim. The machlokes shimon rav chachamim the chachamim is about this navi who's getting people to do avodah zarah is to somebody who be'okar haguf tavodas chachamim, someone who is uprooting by his nevuah the entirety, the entire iser of avodah zarah. Or somebody who is nevuah is keeping part of the Yisr but nullifying part of the Yisr. To Rachmana Amar, because the Torah teaches us, min haderech, afilu miksas haderech. The pasuk is talking about that the way the Navi gets you to do the wrong thing, he's saying it is removing you from the derech. The Gemara, the pasuk is, Navi ahu acholim hachalam ahu yumas ki diber sara al Hashem elukeichem otzitzchem ritzayim, etc. That min haderech. Right, it goes on to say the alidichach min haderech. They're moving from the derech. So filu mitzvos are even part of the derech. Aval okar guf the shai mitzvos. For a navi, uproots through his nevuah the entirety of mitzvos. Then divrei hakol bechenek. Everyone agrees he's going to get chenek over here because it's just called a navi sheker. He gets chenek. V'kiyam mitzvos v'bitam mitzvos v'shai mitzvos. If his nevuah keeps part and gets rid of part, divrei hakol. Everyone is going to agree. Obitomik says, Divya Kol Pater. Everyone says that he's going to be Pater. He's only getting rid of part of it. Rashi says, Pater, the Hasam, Dover Ksiv, Dover Shalim, Velo Chetzi Dover. Whole thing, that partial thing. Masav Rav Amnuna, Frek the Gemara, Kasha, Yoyoyoyoyoy, Lalechas. The Torah says he spoke against Hashem, right? This is that same pasuk that we quoted before. And what did it say? It says to, spoking perversions against Hashem to take you off the path that Hashem got his command on it to go. And the Zumitzes say that he's telling him to go do some sort of mitzvah by doing this. Ba Zumitzes lo say. Says Rashi, Lech Zumitzah say, Brisei b'Sefri Gabi Parshas Hanav Parshas Navi Amidiach Tachsiba Hadacha Ladicha Menadar. Take you off the path. Shitzivcha Hashem Elokecha Lalechas. But to go in that way, V'Dorish Kra Yisera Lalechas Zumitzah say, D'Mashma Lasos V'Lo Mashma Asar. It's not a warning. It's a Azara. Ba Losa say, losasei the gamina meashachata ba the belosasei mari alma the shar mitzvah nami hacha gabe hadachak cvd lo mishtoy kra elo adazar my asa maasei ika. So these are the different risk of chavim. If you want to think that this pasuk is only with avodah zarah, not with the mitzvos, asei b'avodah zarah chavim heichem miskachas la. We have one part of zira it's talking about asei la lechus to go. The other thing ba lo asei. Where do you have a mitzvah asei when it comes to avodah zarah? And there must be it's talking about other mitzvos as well. Have the gemara tigrav chista vinitatzdem. Chista explained the brisa to be talking about which mitzvah asei vinitatzdem means you shall break up their. The pasuk says you should break up their mizbeach. Right, break it up. So that's the mitzvah I say. Rav Hamnuna Amar. Rav Hamnuna says machlokas be'oker aguf. Machlokas of Shimon in the Tanakhama is talking about this navi who is getting rid of, he's uprooting the entirety of a mitzvah. Bein v'avodas kochavim, bein b'shar mitzvahs. Doesn't matter if those are other mitzvahs. V'kiyum mitzvahs v'bitol mitzvahs v'avodas kochavim. It's also talking about somebody who does partially keeping, partially getting rid of the Chumash. Amar min aderech, afilu mitzvah aderech. Avol kiyum mitzvahs ubitul mitzvahs d'shar mitzvos, difficult potter. But if it has to be with other mitzvos, being mekayim, kiyum mitzvahs, if it's chetzi chetzi, then everyone says it's going to be potter. Okay, so now we got ourselves another braisa. That speaks at this homachol. Consider Tana Banan. It's not by lack or davar as minatar. Someone who has a nevuah to uproot all davar, something from the Torah, any mitzvah, chayiv is going to be chayiv to be killed. Lakai mitzvah mixes levata, mixes if it's half half. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be poter. When it comes to zara, hayom ivdu lemachar betlua. Even if he says today worship and tomorrow don't, tomorrow chayiv. Everyone says it is going to be chayiv in such an instance. Now this last price is actually going against both of the things that we saw before, right? Because now he's saying that if a Navi tries to get rid of a Torah command entirely, then there's no machlokas of Shimon or Rabbanan showing that they agree even what is going to be skila or chenek. But we know that's not true, according to Rav Hamnuna. And furthermore, the Brice is saying that for a partial nullification of mitzvahs other than of Avodah Zarah, the Rav Shimon, he's going to pater. That which is mashma that only Rav Shimon's patterim, but the Chacham and the Tanakama, right, would say that he's chayiv, but we know that's not true according to either one. And not only that, but the Brice is saying that in the case of Avodah Zarah, that everyone's maskim, that he's going to be chayiv for a little bit of nullification, but both according to Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna, a little bit of nullification, partial nullification of Avodah Zarah is included in that of the Navi, who's Mediach, and is therefore going to be the machlokus of Shimon and Rabbanan. About what the punishment is going to be. It's going to be skila or chenek. So how can the Brisa say here that, oh yeah, they agree? So now says the Gemara, Abaye sabar like Rav Chista. So we say that Abaye answers like, holds like Rav Chista, umetaris like Rav Chista, and he explains Rav Chista, and Rava sabar like Rav Hamnuna, umetaris like Rav Hamnuna. And now let's break it down. Abaye sabar la. Somebody who prophesies to get rid of something, uproot something from the Torah, right? Meaning not of a Torah. Everyone says that it's going to be chenek. L'kayim mitzvahs ulevata mitzvahs, right? L'kayim mitzvahs ulevata mitzvahs. Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon's going to pater for who I didn't learn about it, and also he's going to pater from getting killed, and also the Rabbanan agree as well. Avodas kochavim, when you're going to Zara, then afilu haya ivdua. That even if he says today, servant, tomorrow, be mevatel chayiv, we're going to be chayiv, market this lay, and then each one according to what they say, market this lay. One says it's going to be by skila, one says it's going to be by chenek. And Rav Asav like Rav Hunan, it sounds like Rav Hunan, and it's not like Rav Min HaTorah, being able to call me to be chayiv, it says chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. My cloak is about how you're killed, but you're chayiv. Market this lay, we'll market this lay. L'kayim b'sis u'levatam ekses b'shar mitzvos Rabbi Shimon poter v'hu adin l'rabbanon u'vodos kochav and we think of Rezara afilu omer hayom ivdu l'macha batlua chayev markedisle u'markedisle
Amar Rava v'hu Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'kol in every case im yom l'chanavi avor al divrei Torah v'navi comes tell you to go and says and go against the Torah what the Torah says shmalo you should listen to him. Rashi explains we're talking about in Yom Lechanavi, a muchzak,
Avor al divrei Torah hakol lefi takanas asay takanas hashah kegon Eliyahu bar Hakaimel b'shchut echutz. When he says to the shech the animal outside of the Beis Hamikdash, right, you go and you listen to him. He's not saying to get rid of it entirely, but just a momentarily lefi shah situation. We listen chutz v'vodas kacham except for v'vodas zara shafilu ma'im lecha chama be'em tarikia. Even if he causes the sun to stop in the middle of the sky, al tishmelo, we don't go to him and listen to him. The Torah understood the mindset of the Nevi'im of Avodah Zarah. And they realized that they're going to find ways to trick people into doing things by showing them some amazing miracles. Therefore, the Torah gave Memshala rulership over it. Rashi explains, Klomar, I feel a tiro so navi moshel v'osek yirtzono d'chsev v'nasan elecha o sabofes. Even if he does these type of things, I feel a ma'amil lecha chama. If I'm sorry, kia al tishmal, you don't go listen. Al tishmal, you don't listen to him. Tanya, we learned in a brisa which seems to go against this. I remember Yekiva chas v'sham shekodesh baruch hu ma'amil chama lovi yirtzono chas v'sham that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow those who go against him to have the sun stand still in the sky. Ella kigon Chananya ben Azor. When the Torah says that this type of Navi who's done miracles, it's talking about people like Chananya ben Atzor, Shemivchila Navi Emes. Originally, he was a good Navi. Rashi says, Kigor Chananya, Navi, Vahayin, Unasan, Elecha, Os, Baudo, Navi Emes, Yitin, Lecha, Os, Benavua, Cheres. It means that he gave you by a different Navua, he gave you a sign over there, Lebesof, because Yachsel, Lerit, Shid, and he became bad. Yom El Avodah Vuskachamim, he said, Do Avodah Zarah, Vasamach Alai, rely on me. Rely on the miracle I gave you earlier. So back to the Gemara now. And the beginning of Shekhar. It wasn't that Hashem gives the koch to be able to do this type of things. Only that person, when he was doing the right thing, he did the right thing. And then afterwards. So it would have to be Kundachoysen, at least the way I'm understanding it, this type of person is telling you to go against, would have to show you another sign in order for them to go against what they're doing. Vizomime back into the last part of the Mishnah. Vizomime Baskoin. Even though she would get Sreifa if she got killed, or Baskoin, who's commits adultery, gets Sreifa, but they would get Chenek if they get Zomified. You know what I mean? Where it's from? Amr of Achabe de Rabbi Kad, the time runs in the Bible. So, Yossi Omer, Matam and Lomim, Vasisim, Lakashazom, Lassazach. When it says in the Torah, you should do to him as you plan to with his brothers. Why do I have to say his brother? Lafisha call him Mumasim Shabbat Torah. We switch the word there. Because in the case of all women who are brought to death by the Torah, Zomimayim Uboaleim Kayotzimim, we find that the Zomim and the Boaleim, they get the same punishment. But Baskoin, he be Sreifa, vein Bola be Sreifa. She gets Sreifa and the Bola doesn't get Sreifa. So, Zomimin, they go about, you know, a Baskoin to commit adultery. Eni Odea im lo hukshu. Should we compare the punishment to the man who's getting Chenek? Im la hukshu, or the milkish to her. Kishu omer lasos la'achiv, la'achiv alalecho. So, the minu compared to him and not to her, and therefore I get schenek, doesn't sreifa. Hajan alachilo in hina nechanagin, mazav finished the ninth parak of Mesechus, the tenth parak, wah, of Mesechus Sanhedrin. Nine la la la, oh, and la la la, hey. You know what our minag is? When we finish that, we go back. Hajan alach, let's do it. Paid out on base. We start off by saying, Eilu hina nechanagin, mamaka aviv, emo, etc. Mazav, now let's go on. To my friends, the last parak of Mesechus Sanhedrin, starting up with a very famous one. This is known as Chelek. And very exciting. Here we go. Get ready, my friends, for a lot of agadata and a lot of ideas that halavai, I wish I knew. We're going to see different concepts. There's a lot of machloks and rishonim and achronim about what exactly, at least rishonim, about what these things mean. We're going to talk about Yom HaMashiach and Gan Eden and Gehenim and Olam Haba and La'asid Lavo. And we're not going to go into everything right now, but as we go, you know, hopefully we'll get some help and have an understanding a little bit what's going on. Zakta Halakha Mishnah. I call Yisrael, Yeshlahem Chelek Liolam Abba. This is it, my friends. All Yidden are so highly exalted, so precious, neshamas of Yidden. All Yidden have a portion in the Olam Abba. Rashi says, Me'ikara Ari ba'arba misos. We started talking about the four different misos. And mafarish v'azilu l'kulu v'hadem mafarish hani dein l'mechelik mabah. So let me go into those that do not have a chelik mabah. So koysel, you know, they have a chelik mabah. That's how it starts. Shenemar v'amech kulam tzadikim and all the yidden are righteous. Yolam yirshu aretz, they can inherit the land. Neitzer matoy, the branch where I plant things. Ma'as, the yodei l'spar, my handiwork in which to take pride. So it sounds like that's great. We're set, aren't we? Until the next line, ve'elu she'ein lahem chelek l'mabah. But these are those that do not have a chelek, do not have a portion in the world to come. The question is, what does that mean when we say that lashon, this lashon of olam haba? The Ramban says that this is talking about the eternal world of resurrected life after tchias ha'mesim. According to the Rambam, it's more broad. It could also be referring to time after life. It doesn't have to only be by Tchias HaMesim. Okay, in any event, so that's what we say over here, that but there are those that do not have a chelik in the world to come. What olam haba, whatever that means, there are people that actually can lose it, which is very scary. So anyone who says, well, every Jew has a peach, well, it could be that we're born with that, but maybe we could actually lose it. How many Tchias HaMesim in the Torah? Someone says, nah, there's no Tchias HaMesim. I've met people like this that have actually worded things like this. It's scary. Somebody says such an idea. She says he's kofer the midrashim that we learn it out from. Right? He doesn't say that it's from the Torah. Then this is a person who doesn't have a chelik in the world to come. Ain't Torah in the Shemayim. The person says that the Torah is not from Shemayim. We have a lot of people out there that think this. They think that the Torah didn't come from Hashem, or part of it didn't. No, Tosh Mosaf, Tosh Be'ah came from Hashem. Tomosha, Vapikoris, a person who's an Apikoris. Which we're going to explain what that means as we get into the Gemara, right? But first, we're Gemara, it's Sadi Tesma B's, 99B. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Akar B'Svarim Chitzonim. People that learn Svarim Chitzonim, which we're going to explain what those means also, the outside books. Someone who does it also doesn't have a chelik in the world to come. V'halochish al hamaka v'omer kol hamachala shesamtim v'tzayim l'osim v'lachay k'anizim yashem v'fecha. Someone who does incantations by a wound, and in order to heal it, and he uses different psukim in order to do that. Avashol Omer, Af Ogas Hashem, but it's also someone who pronounces the name of Hashem according to the letters, the way that it's actually written, and that the Gemara is going to go into explain. Shlosha Malachim, V'arba Hediyot HaSeinu L'Chelech Ma'aba. We have three kings and four simpletons that do not have a chelek in the world to come. Shlosha Malachim, Yeravam, Achav, Menashe. These are the three over here. Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. They did some pretty bad stuff over here. Yeravam, he went against Rechavam, who was Shlomo Melech's sons. And did some bad stuff. We'll get that into the Gemara. Achav also, he did bad stuff, and so did Menashe. He got the Yidden very much into Avodah Zarah. He does have a chelek olam haba. Shenemar v'yispalu le'lov v'yishbat chinasa v'yishivei Yerushalayim malchuso. The pasuk says that he ended up doing tshuva, right? He davened and he allowed himself to be entreated, and he heard his plea, and he returned him to the kingdom, to Jerusalem, to his kingdom. Amar lo l'chom said back to him the malchuso yeshiva. No, they sent him back to his kingdom. Lo l'chay olam haba yeshiva, but not tachay olam haba. He lost that. Arba adyotos with arba simpletons, nine kings. Bilam v'doig v'achitofel v'gechazi. These are the four also that don't have a chelek olam haba. We definitely know who the first one is, Bilam. We know this is who tried to curse the Jewish people. Amazing insight to know that he's not Jewish, yet he has no chelek olam haba, which means that a righteous guy would have a chelek, but he didn't because of what he did. Doeg, who was an advisor of Shaul HaMelech, and he said Lashon Hara about David HaMelech, and therefore the city of Nov was destroyed, all the Kohanim. Achitofel, who was a very chashiv advisor of David HaMelech, and he also left him to go to fight against David with Avshalom. And Gehazi was a prophet of Elisha, and he spoke negatively about Tavi Chacham, as we're going to see. Says the Gemara, V'kol kach lama. Why would it be the person who says that don't tchias ha'mesim the Torah loses tchias ha'mesim? Tana, who kafir? You deny it, so you don't get it. So call me dosav shel kodesh baruch hu midah keneged midah. It's a measure for measure. Tom Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini Amar Rabbi Yonasan minayin shekol midosav shel kodesh baruch hu midah keneged midah. Shenemar v'yomer Elisha shimu devar Hashem. Elisha said, "Listen to the word of God." This is a story that happened in Malachim Beis in the Shomron. There was an army that's coming against it, and they were starving to death. But Elisha Navi gave a nevuah
that tomorrow there's going to be so much food in Shomron by the gates that you could buy tons of it for just a shekel. Like, it was so scarce, they had no food, and suddenly they have so much, it's going to cost cheap. And the people that worked for the king, they didn't believe it, and they made fun of it. Case b'char sa'os b'shekel, b'sasayim sa'or b'shekel, b'shar shomron. It's going to be so much. Uksev v'yan ha'sholish, ha'shal ha'melech nishan al-yado es ish elukim, v'yomer, v'yomer, hine ha'shem oseh ha'rubos shamayim. Ha'rubos ha'shamayim v'yed davar hazeh. Right? Because what happened was, the guy who was the right man of the king, he leaned and he said, if God would make windows in the heaven, would this be? He said, you're going to see with your own eyes, but you're not going to actually be able to eat from it. Beep, turn the page. And it says, and this is what happened to him, that the people trampled him in the gate and he died. Rashi brings a real like this midah keneged midah. The bedavet shekafer bo, the thing that he denied, that was nidah on what he was judged. Shelo ochel mishaminim from there. V'nirmas beragle abayim liknos, and he ended up getting trampled for it. What happened was that this army, they fled in the middle of the night. They left all this stuff behind. In the morning, people went out and they found all the stuff there and all this food over there. And he was at the gate. He got trampled to death by the people. So there you have the midah keneged midah. Kadosh Baruch Hu works in such a way of midah keneged midah. In fact, the Gemara v'dilma kilas alisha garmelai. Maybe it was the curse of alisha that caused him to die like this. And not me to get the curse of a chacham, even when it's, you know, just it's just set out, it's gonna come about. Pretty scary. M. Cain says, no, that's true. The lichtof kra vayir mesu vayomel. So let's just say the trampled him, he died. My bishar, what do you say, bishar? Iske shar. So for the matter of the shar of the gate, because of what he said over there. Okay, now, minayin t'chiyas ha-meisim min ha-Torah, wait a minute, t'chiyas ha-meisim min ha-Torah, shenemar, nusatam imenu es truma ha-Shem l'Aaron ha-Kohen. It says, and you shall give from it, Hashem's truma, to Aaron ha-Kohen. Interesting, right? This is given to the Levium, who they have to give from what they get, to call truma ha-Shem l'Aaron ha-Kohen. V'chi Aaron la-Olam kayim. Is Aaron alive forever? What do you mean give it to Aaron? Aaron's not going to be alive anymore. For Lolo Nichas Tari Tisrael, he never went to Tari Tisrael. She knows no Truma to get the Truma. Elam Alam, Yisrael said Lios, Yisrael said Lichios. For Yisrael knows no Truma. In the future, he will, and he's going to get Truma. Mikan Tchias Amesim in the Torah. There we have Tchias Amesim in the Torah. Dvir Bishmal Tari, he said, no, La Aaron Ke Aaron. He says, La Aaron means like Aaron, the Kohen. Ma Aaron Chaver. He was a Chaver. Like, he took upon himself to be careful with laws of Tuma. He's very, very careful in such a thing. So Av Banav Chavirim, his children also, you know, behave in such a way as well. And they have to be Chavirim in order to get Truma. So Ruhin Otchias Mason from the Torah from that. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Menachem Rabbi Yochanan, no, he has another Raya about the Chavir Shtekel. Menachem Shein Nosen Truma L'Kohen Ama Aretz. Just give it to Chavir. Shenemar V'yomer La'am L'Yoshu Yushalayim L'Seis Menas HaKohanim V'Levim L'Man Yechizku Yechizku B'Torahs Hashem. It says, and Chizkiah instructed the people, in Divrei Yamim, those that live in Yerushalayim, to give the part of the Kohanim Levim so that they might be strong in Hashem's Torah. But we see over here that the Truma is to be giving support to the Kohanim in what they're doing. They call him Machzik B'Torah Hashem Yishlo Menas. Anyone who holds strong to Hashem's Torah, they're going to get it. Sheinu, Machzik B'Torah Hashem Ein Lo Menas. He's not going to get from there. Okay. That's where he learns that from. Now, Amar Avachaber Adam Rabbi Yehuda Kolanosi Truma Lekoyin Amar Aretz Kilo Nosin Lifnei Ari. I don't give a Truma to Amar Aretz. It's like give it in front of a lion. Ma Ari Suffolk Doris Olchel. Just like a lion attacks, and it's unclear whether the lion is going to attack it and eat it right away, or Suffolk Eno Doris Olchel, or maybe it won't go and do it right away. We don't know. We don't know what's going to be. Is it going to destroy it right now, or it's going to carry it off to its place, and it's going to deal with it later, right, afterwards. It says, Rashi, v'en on the yodim kishenoto behema ma eder im daito ledar se lechol miyad kodem shetasriach lo el litro filamalve teivaso av koin amar. So when you give the truma amar, sefek ocha b'tar, sefek ocha b'tom, you don't always get into tarotoma. Abilchan amar av goyim lo misa, you give it to a koin amar arts, it causes the death of the Kohen. Shemo Mesubo ki yichalalu. It says, and die through it because they will desecrate it. They're eating the truma in their tummy. The Rebbe Yelezer ben Yaakov Tani says, Af Masio Avon Ashma. You give it to a Kohen Amaretz,
you're burning him with an avera, or Rashi says avonos harbe matan lelav, and asham and guilt. Shenemar v'yisio son avon ashba ba'achlam kasheim. They're going to burn them with the sin and guilt when they eat their holy foods. Yeah. Wow. Okay, Tanya, back into the Brisa to understand. He says, I've kept my covenant with them by giving them the land of Kinaan. It doesn't say to you, it's just to them. Right? Because who are we talking about? He's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu about that which he did with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to give them this land, but they're dead already. So if you see, it must be it's going to give it to them. Okay, Sarek Kam Geshem Gam Simen. Shalom Minim is Rabbi Gamliel. The Minim, the heretics, they came along and they asked Rabbi Gamliel. Minayin from where do we know Shakodus Baruch Hu Mechayim Meise? And Mamar Lehem in Atorim and Avim and Exuvim. He says you learn it from Tanakh. V'lo Kibli Mena, but they didn't accept it from him. What were the things, then we'll finish this off, of what exactly and how he answered them. Hashem says to Moshe, you will lie with your forefathers and you will rise up. So they said back to him, maybe what it means is that, and rise will this nation and go astray. It says, nevelasi yikuman. May your dead live, my people's corpses shall rise, awake and sing. You dwell on earth for a dew of lights as your dew, into the ground you shall cast Rifaim. Right, Pasuk which is found in Isaiah. Maybe this is talking about the ones that Yechezkel brought about. But not that there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim in the future, right? If you look in Yechezkel, we find about the valley of the dry bones. When we find the and the words of your palate shall be like the choicest wine, going to my beloved with sincerity, stirring the lips of those asleep in the grave. Oh, so we see over there what's going to happen. The lips, they're going to move. It means they're going to do chesamesim. Says Gemara, v'dilma rechushim rachshin sifsof say, it's ba'alma. Maybe all it means that their lips are going to move, but not that they're going to come back to Tchias HaMesim. Rav Yochanan, Dami Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yotzadik. Call me Shedeber Alacha B'Shmo Ba'olam Hazeh. Anyone says Alacha on somebody's name? Right? Then what happens to the dead person? Sif Sasav Dovos Bekever. His lips move in the grave. Where else did we see this? In Yevamos. And we'll see Be'ez Hashem in Bechorus. So the lips move. So sometimes the kavrish and emar dovev yisif say yishayinim. That means that stirring the lips of those who sleep in the grave. We don't have tchias hamesim. So they asked him, "What do we know from?" They gave him all these things, and they knocked it all of them. Ad shamar lehem mikrze until he brought him the following pasuk: Asher nishpa Hashem lavoseichem laseislam, on the land that Hashem swore to your forefathers to give to them. Lachem lo nemar elo lehem. It doesn't say for you, but rather to them. Mikan lachias hamesim the Torah. From here, you see that there's tchias hamesim from the Torah. V'yesh omim, because they're going to get these things, even though they weren't alive. They're dead. Yesh omim in a mikra hazeh, amar lehem. Some say he came from the following pasuk. V'atem advikim Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem ayom. And you, cleave to Hashem your God, are alive, all of you, today. Ma hayom kulchem chayim, just like today. What would it be today? You're all alive. Af lo lemaba kulchem kayom. So to the maba, all of you will be mikuyam. Okay, that's the... You see a whole series of questions that are asked. The first one that we brought over there was Sha'alu Aminim, right? Amar Shmo. The first one was Sha'alu Aminim. They came along and asked Rabbi Gamliel. So now we're going to see another question. Sha'alu Romiyim is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. They asked him the following questions, two of them. And I answered, Kodesh Mechayim Mesim. Where do we know? Kodesh Mechayim Mesim. V'yodea Masha'al Sidlios. And that Hashem knows what's going to be in the future. As you know, Homer Lahu, he says back to him, Tarvayu min amikazeh. Both of these come from this pasuk. Shnei, the pasuk says in Devarim, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hinchi shochivim avasecha v'kama am azeh v'zara. Hashem says to Moshe, you will lie with your forefathers, and rise will this nation stray after the gods of the people of the land. V'dilma v'kam ha'am azev v'zana. Right, so you're going to go according to these people. The second part over here is showing that Hashem knows that he's going to choose to do such a thing. Hashem didn't choose it, but that's that's what happened. Rashi says, Hare t'chias ha'mesim ha'am azev v'zana, hare masha asad lios, and he knows it. V'dilma v'kam ha'am azev v'zana, maybe... and rise will this nation go astray, and we don't see anything about Tchias HaMesim. Amar Lohu, he says back to him, Nakotu mi apalagib dechayu, take at least half of this proof. Deodea masha asalios, he knows what's going to be in the future. Even your maskim, that the second part of the pasuk is that Hashem knows what's going to happen in the future. It's my name. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Rabbi Yishu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Menai Shagos Baruch Mechai Mason Biyodeh Mashal Stadliyo Shanever Hincha Shochim Abasecha Vekam. Moshe's going to lie here, but he's going to rise up again. That's Chias HaMesim. And the second part is Hashem knows what Klal Yisrael is going to do. Tanya Yom Tanah Baisa. I'm Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi. B'davar Zez Yafti Sifrei Minim. And this idea, I showed the books of the Minim to be fake. Show you Omer Main Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Amar Tlam, I said to them, Ziyaftem Torah Eschem, you falsified the Torah. Rashi says, Kazav, Kazav Atem Omer, Ve'im Amish Nevechem, you're lying. V'lo Elisem B'yatchem Klum, but you accomplished nothing. Shatem Omer Main Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Arei Omer, Hikaris Tikaris HaNefesh Yavun Abba. It says, but someone does avodah zarah. The soul will be utterly cut off in his sin. Rests upon it. Hikaris tikaris b'olam hazeh. What does that mean? It means that he's going to be cut off in this world. He's going to die. Avodah ba le'emas. When is sin going to be upon him? Lav lo mabah zemin lo mabah. So clearly, we're talking about tchias ha'mesim. There's a time Rashi says, alma yesh tchias ha'mesim. We see that there is a tchias ha'mesim. So the Gemara says, why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi didn't say Amar Leir of Papala Bay, Valema Lahu, Tarvayu be Karis Dikaris. Why does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi also bring both of them from Ikaris Dikaris? Right? One is Olam Zelam Abba. You know, Avi Amar Leir, if you did that, then they're going to say back to them, no, right, because they're rhetorical Losh Mene Adam, that's just the way the people go and they speak. Rashi says, Achi Amar Lahu, Achi, Yehichi Dalola Havid Lahu Pisram Pe, you shouldn't have an opening to be able to get out of it. And Kitanai, this is like the Machlokas Tanaim. Hikaris Tikaris, when it says Hikaris Tikaris, Hikaris Almazet, Hikaris Almabad, Divirbi Akiva, Mervil Yishmal, Valok Farnemer, Es Hashem Umagadif in Echusa. It says that this, in the previous pasuk, it says it's Hashem that he blasphemed, and therefore his soul will be cut off. Vechish Losho Lomem Yish. What are they? The three worlds of Karis? Ela Vinechusa Balamazet, Hikaris Almabad. Ikaris tikaris, dibrul Torah, blashem ei adam. Bein the Rabbi Shmuel, bein Rabbi Akiva, avonah ba, my of the bay. What are you going to do with it when it says that his sin is upon it? Right? It sounds like there's another punishment. What punishment could it be if both worlds are both dealt with? Look at the time, look at the Brisa. Yachal, if he lost a tshuva, you would think that if he did tshuva, that he's going to get cut off. Tamid lomer, avonah ba. Lo amarti elah b'zman shavonah ba. He only said that when his sin is still resting upon him. But if he's not resting upon him anymore, then he's not going to have that. Shola Cleopatra. Cleopatra Malchus says Rabbi Meir. She came along and she asked this question from Egypt. She asked Rabbi Meir, Amr Yodana Dechai Yishachar. He said, I know the dead is going to come back. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim that Vayetzitu Meir Ke'esev Aretz. They shall blossom forth from the city like the grass of the earth. Right? The city meaning Yerushalayim. The time of Tchias HaMesim, they're going to come from where they're buried to Yerushalayim. They're going to have these tunnels that they're going to come through. Rashi Shasidim Latzitz Leflach Meir Yerushalayim Kedarmin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osen Lehem Mechilas Hatzikim Hochem Bolin Yerushalayim El Kishim Omdim. But my question is, when they get up from the dead, Omdim Rumen naked, Abul Shem Omdim or with their clothing. Amalei said Kavachomer Mechita. We learn out the Kavachomer from kernels, a wheat kernel. Amachita Shenikbar Ruma, a wheat kernel which is buried naked, Yotzeh Bekam Levushim, but it comes out with many garments, in other words, there's different layers. Tzadikim shikur v'luvushayim al chizkam v'kama. They're buried in their clothing. They're going to come out completely clothed. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.